Thank you, Madam Chair. Excellencies, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen. The United Nations Convention to Combat Desertification welcomes the adoption of the Rome Declaration on Nutrition on behalf of its Executive Secretary, Ms. Monique Barbu. I would like to congratulate FAO and WHO for the organization of the second International Conference on Nutrition. The Rome Declaration recognizes that environmental changes have an impact on dietary and physical activity patterns and highlights that droughts, floods, and desertification hinder food security and nutrition. With a global population set to rise to 9 billion by 2050, demand for agricultural products is expected to double. This already considerable challenge is compounded by the fact that some 12 million hectares of cropland are lost every year due to desertification. This will increasingly deprive us of vital services, in particular water regulation, which are crucial for periods of drought and floods. By 2025, some 2.5 billion people could be living in areas subject to severe periods of water scarcity, which may contribute to increased conflicts as well as environmentally induced migration. To ensure to safe, sufficient and nutritious food, we need food systems that are resilient to the threats posed by environmental degradation and the increased competition for natural resources. Therefore, the United Nations Convention to Combat Desertification proposes two complementary pathways for action to increase the resilience of food systems. Firstly, sustainable land management practices need to be upscaled in order to maintain and improve the productivity of land resources in a sound way. Sustainable land management practices are well known and documented, also thanks to the important work of organizations such as FAO. However, the enabling environment or appropriate decision-making tools are often not in place to upscale these practices, despite the considerable efforts of governments, international organizations, civil society, and the private sector. Secondly, ecosystems need to be restored in order to maintain or to increase the provision of environmental services, which are key for the production of food sources. This is crucial in particular for the 2 billion people living in arid, semi-arid and dry subhumid zones who are directly exposed to the effects of droughts and desertification. Therefore, the United Nations Convention to Combat Desertification supports the proposal of the open-ended working group on the SDGs to adopt a target which would implicitly support the Rome Declaration on Nutrition and the implementation of its framework for action, and which aims to combat desertification and restore degraded land and soil, including land affected by desertification, drought and floods, and strive to achieve land degradation neutrality. Only food systems which can cope with the threats of desertification and land degradation will be able to provide the necessary source of nutrition for people, supporting their livelihoods and helping them to adapt to the effects of climate change. To conclude, the Secretariat and the Global Mechanism of the United Nations Convention to Combat Desertification stand ready to assist country parties, in cooperation with other partners, to make food systems more resilient to external environmental shocks by promoting sustainable land management practices and by reintegrating previously abandoned and degraded lands into vital food production systems. Thank you very much.